This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Is the DJV show, and I am Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is at our controls in Washington, D.C., and Doug Steffen is somewhere in Ohio at Heidelberg College, but we're having a little bit of technical snafu. Would that be the right word, Victoria?
It's just like college radio all over again, right?
So Doug may be along shortly. He may not. We don't know. We're playing it by ear. But in the meantime, we will do some trending stories because there is a lot of news. There's never such a thing as a dull news day anymore, Victoria. What's trending today?
It's true. Well, I think the biggest story that in the entertainment world that everyone is buzzing about, the Roseanne spinoff has officially been announced. It will be called The Conners. And as rumored, it will feature pretty much everyone in the cast except Roseanne Barr. And the ABC issued a statement saying that they're taping this summer and that this fall they will return with 10 new episodes of The Conners. It will air on Tuesday nights on ABC, and they said that the Conner family will, in the plot, they will have to deal with a sudden, and I think, Jen, you might be right, because she goes in for knee surgery at the end of what was this sort of half season. And so it looks like she's going to die in the middle of surgery. Somehow, Roseanne will no longer be coming back in the new series. And so it says the Conner family will have to deal with this sudden tragic event, and how they rally together as a family will be the new focus of the series. And
how about that? I could be like a high-powered Hollywood executive.
You called it. You totally called it. It's true. And so the same production company, the same executive producer, Tom Werner, says he reached an agreement with Roseanne to allow Werner Entertainment to produce the spinoff without her involvement or creative input. And, of course, that's part of ABC's deal, that they didn't want anything attached to Roseanne. She's not allowed to profit from this new spinoff at all. Which is kind of interesting, because in the way Hollywood's, you know, producing hierarchy goes, when you have the created by, that's the ultimate title. Mm-hmm. And that's what she has for Roseanne.
This is based on her character.
Right.
But
and
you know that
it's a difficult thing to, you know, to separate.
Well, and she had to sign off on it and just kind of give up her rights to the show. And she said she would because she wanted to save the jobs of 200 cast and crew. I think this is a good testament to Roseanne. This is a good thing for her to do after all of this, because I think it makes her look very unselfish, because she could have just held on to it. This was her baby. What is Roseanne without Roseanne?
Yeah.
But she let it go. And if she hadn't, there would have been so many protests and sponsors pulling out that it would have been almost impossible for her to do if she'd profited from it in any way, I think.
Yeah, and she issued a statement saying, "I regret the circumstances that have caused me to be removed from Roseanne. I agreed to the settlement in order that the 200 jobs of beloved cast and crew could be saved, and I wish the best for everyone involved." I think that she said the right thing. I think she's bowing out at the right time. I think that this show, you know, there's so many beloved characters on the show, and Roseanne certainly being the matriarch and the center of all of it, it's going to probably be tough to navigate around that. However, John Goodman is so popular. Sarah Gilbert as Darlene is popular. The other girl who plays Becky, not Sarah Shock, actually, she's not coming back so far. She has not been.
Is her name Goranson, I think.
Yeah, and so the Sarah Shock, who was the original Becky, and then they brought her back into this new reincarnation somehow. I didn't see it. I don't know who she
was on it, but a cousin or something. She was the fill-in Becky. Lacey Goranson, I think, was the starter and the finisher. But in the center, she was brought in, and so they brought her in at the very beginning as someone who was going to hire Lacey Goranson, the original Becky, as a surrogate to carry her kid.
That's a funny plot.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it, but that is kind of funny. Now, so do you think if this all goes well and the ratings are solid, and I think the curiosity is going to give this a huge bump as soon as it starts airing, it may not hit the original Roseanne numbers, original meaning this revival, which was 17 million viewers. viewers, but I think it's probably going to do okay. Do you think at any point by the end of the season there will be room for Roseanne to come back in some way, or do you think this is totally a done deal?
Well, I don't know. I think it's probably
a done deal. Is there a redemption space in there?
I hope so, because I think Roseanne without a Roseanne is only going to work for about a season or two. And this is, by the way, I think the only way it could move forward, because you have them dealing, if this is indeed the case, you have them dealing with the death of Roseanne, which allows the characters, the same characters, you know, to grow. I don't know. I think a lot's going to depend on Sarah Gilbert. Unfortunately, I think there's more pressure on her than there is going to be on John Goodman or Laurie Metcalf, because Sarah Gilbert is the character that is probably most Roseanne-esque, kind of in a different way, but she's the mom who's got the issues, who doesn't do everything perfectly.
She's very funny.
I think there's going to be, yeah, and I think there's going to be a lot of pressure on her.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd like to say that this would work because I like the show. I like the reboot of the show. But I don't know. Sometimes Roseanne without Roseanne, that's the secret sauce.
That's true. But, you know, I also think that the other interesting thing is because Roseanne offended a lot of people with what she said, I think that there may be, there's a curiosity maybe from people
for sure.
Who, you know, who, like for me, I never watched the original show, so I didn't not watch the reboot because, you know, Roseanne said she supported Trump or any of that stuff, because I don't really care about that, but I just was never really into the show. But I am really curious how a vehicle like this will function without the main star, so there is definitely a curiosity factor that will make me tune in, and maybe I'll get hooked on it, and maybe they've gained a new viewer, and there might be a whole section of an audience that's very similar to me in that sense, where maybe they may end up doing really well and picking up a whole different perspective of a new audience. So I wish them the best. I think it's really cool that everyone has rallied around them. The whole cast issued a statement thanking everyone for their support and saying that it had just been so overwhelming, so many people who wanted them to come back and didn't want everyone to lose their jobs. So it's kind of a happy ending. It's a little bit of lemonade out of lemons, but, you know, congratulations to them. I can't believe they really pulled it off. I was surprised.
Absolutely. So Roseanne returning without Roseanne. It'll be a show called The Conners that's coming to ABC in the fall. It was announced yesterday. Roseanne signed away her rights to the program so that the show could continue. All right, a couple of more trending items up next. It is the DJV show at 14 past the hour. Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJV show, and though I hide behind a microphone, my smile is still really important to me. Like you, I want a bright white smile, but the coffee, lots of coffee, maybe even a little red wine, well, that has taken a little bit of shine from my smile. Over the years, I've tried a lot of tooth whitening products. I found a 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs, and it works in 5 minutes without messy strips or trays. Power Swabs is clinically studied and uses a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent to lighten stains in 5 minutes. You just snap, swab, and smile, and in 5 minutes, coffee, tea, smoking stains, they all start to disappear. Power Swabs remove stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs by calling 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard it here to get 50% off the retail price. Dial 800-208-1797.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I'm Mark Gastineau. I played in the NFL for 10 years. I was diagnosed with CTE, with dementia, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's. The fruits and vegetables that we take from Balance of Nature is the best thing that we could ever do. And I'm calling in now to order extra because my wife has been taking mine because she sees a difference in me. It is a wonderful thing that Balance of Nature is doing. I hear the testimonies on the radio, but I'm a testimony for myself. And the fruits and vegetables, if I don't take them every single day, my day is not going to go the same. So God bless you, and thank you for what you've done for my wife and I.
For a limited time, use discount code DJV to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code DJV.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Fifteen minutes past the hour. It is the DJV show, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Doug is in Heidelberg. He's actually in Ohio today, Victoria. We should probably fill this in at his alma mater, Heidelberg College. He is trying to connect with us, so we've got a little bit of a snafu in the line. So hopefully he'll be along shortly. If not, we will cover the fort, hold down the fort, ladies in charge, and we are going through some trending items. What else is trending today?
Well, I think we probably should talk about Jacket Gate or Parka Gate, whatever you want to call it. The scandal. And what we're referring to, of course, is what Melania Trump wore getting onto the plane on her way to visit the detention center down in Texas. She wore a green lightweight parka, and it's from Zara. It's last season. It's $35, which is such a far cry from her Dolce & Gabbana, her normal, you know, designer clothes, which I think she always looks really elegant. But the real scandal is on the back of this jacket. It has a graffiti-style message. It says, "I really don't care, do you?" And so as soon as she got on the plane, photographers posted this picture. It went viral immediately. It was just like wildfire. And, of course, she got a lot of flack for this jacket. Was it a message? Was it tone deaf that she's visiting these immigrant children who've been separated from their families and she's wearing a jacket that says she doesn't care? Her spokesperson says it's just a jacket. There's no hidden meaning. Excuse me. Meanwhile, Trump himself tweeted later on that there was a meaning to the jacket, and it was Melania's message to fake news outlets, and which is totally the opposite of what her spokesperson said. So once again, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Trump seem to have very different messages being sent through their people and through Trump himself. And it's just, you know, was it tone deaf? Was it inappropriate? She didn't wear the jacket when she landed. She had taken it off. She put it back on before she departed again. And so, of course, this is like the, you know, another one of the high heels that she was wearing on the way to visit the hurricane victims. She changed her shoes. Women change their shoes all the time. I thought that was such a stupid thing when that happened. Her wearing high heels to board Air Force One or Marine One, whatever they flew down on. And when she got off the plane, she was in sneakers, which was appropriate. I thought that was really stupid. Now, to me on this one, I don't have anything against Melania. I think if her stylist picked this out for her, the stylist should be seriously reprimanded, because this was just a bad judgment. The jacket, it looks like a preteen girl's jacket. It does not look like something a first lady or an adult woman in her 40s should wear anyway. But secondly, when it has a message like that on it, you know it's going to get picked up by press. You know it's going to get social media flack. Why bother? It takes away from the message. I thought it was great that the first lady told her husband, "Hey, I'm going to Texas," and he was like, "Okay." So she once again sort of did her own thing. I like that. I like that she went to Texas to see firsthand what was going on. But this really detracted from her mission. And it's a shame, because now that's all anyone is really talking about is the jacket.
Yeah, this I think is another example of when the Trumps kind of step on their own message. And I'd agree with you. I honestly don't think there was much to the jacket. I think it was probably just a mistake, because this is something she didn't wear off the plane. It's not like she was wandering through the shelters with the kids wearing this jacket.
Right.
So I don't know. I just think it was kind of a misfire. But anytime you throw red meat at a media that already is against you, it doesn't really help you out at all. And so you have to be that much more careful. I think either she didn't care, really, or this was by design to get the media talking about something ridiculous to show how things get overplayed when you have the last name
Trump.
That
doesn't seem like her style, though, right?
I know. I agree. It doesn't look like anything she would wear.
Well, but I mean, it also doesn't, it doesn't feel like that's her MO. She cares deeply about children. That's her first lady's initiative. It doesn't feel like her style to have some sort of message or taunting at the media. She has not done that. She's been popular. This feels like such a misstep. And it's unfortunate, because you know what? Remember Michelle Obama was criticized because she showed her arms? You know, Jackie Kennedy was criticized for not wearing American designers. It's too much pressure on first ladies and women in general, I think.
And the jacket's not that cute.
No, it's not.
It's 20 minutes past the hour on the DJV show.
Help Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
The DJV show, that stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria, except we are Douglas today. Okay, we are Douglas. He's actually here. He's actually spying, listening over our shoulder, but he's having a technical problem as he broadcasts from the studios of Heidelberg College. In the meantime, the ladies rule the roost, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and TV this evening, ladies, is not as bleak as usual. How about that?
All right, that's uplifting. I was expecting very bleak.
I'll give you a silver lining on that. Not a ton new. We are in the summer season, but you do have some sports this evening. You've got lots of baseball games out there. You have a show called Battle Bots on Discovery. That's new at 8 o'clock, followed by a brand new Cooper's Treasure. We'll talk a little bit more this hour about Charles Krauthammer. There's going to be a tribute to him. He was the writer, Pulitzer Prize winner, political commentator. He passed away yesterday after battling cancer, and there will be a tribute to him on Fox News at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Eastern. That's in that Hannity slot. They're taking off Hannity to do a tribute to Krauthammer. If you were a fan, that should be fun to see the humor and intellect of a great American thinker. Also tonight, brand new episodes of Live PD. That is the show where they watch police departments from around the country go live on Friday nights when alcohol is flowing and what could go wrong. That's on A&E. Starts at 8, continues on all night long from 9 to 11, a brand new episode as well. That's a live feed. On the broadcast networks, there is some good stuff to choose from. You've got on NBC a new episode of Dateline NBC at 10 p.m. On ABC, you've got Quantico at 8, followed by an episode of What Would You Do? That's new at 9, and a new 2020 at 10. CBS has a brand new episode of Undercover Boss Celebrity Edition, and this episode features somebody I think we all like here, model Ashley Graham. She's the plus size model.
Oh.
She'll be going undercover on Undercover Boss Celebrity Edition tonight at 8 on CBS.
Oh, I love her. I'm such a fan, and I follow her on Instagram, and I think she's just amazing. I wonder what her quote-unquote company is that she's going undercover with. Does it say?
It doesn't. I don't know what bit. I'm sure she's probably got a bunch of different businesses. So
yeah.
We'll see. We'll tune in tonight.
Fun.
8 o'clock on CBS. All right, in music news, this is a big story that I like. LeAnn Rimes, who has a fantastic voice, has teamed up with another talented lady, Stevie Nicks, for a brand new rendition of the Rimes written song Borrowed, which appeared on her 2013 album, Spitfire. As Dougie would say, Kara, let's crank it up and take a listen.
Did you tell us that you love us like you do to me? Do you make love to her the way you make love to me?
Verdict's out on this for me.
I feel like Stevie Nicks used to have that great growl, but now that great growl has turned into just lots of hard living. You know, it's interesting. Stevie's very subdued on this track. I was surprised. I've never heard the original song of this, but I was surprised at how great LeAnn Rimes still sounds.
Yeah, she really does.
But Stevie's
still
very
really
subdued.
Young. She's got to be just a little, maybe my age or a little younger. So she's still got that good sound to her voice.
Yeah, so it's interesting because Stevie actually saw LeAnn perform this song back in 2013 on The Tonight Show, and she said that she stopped in her tracks and cried on the floor and said she needed to do a duet, and then all these years later it happened. So it's on her new album called Reimagined, and it's LeAnn's 5 most popular songs.
That's very cool, including How Do I Live, One Way Ticket, all of the best hits from LeAnn Rimes. We'll check it out. It is the DJV show at 28 minutes past the hour.
I know you're not mine.
Convenience store. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There's a brand new convenience store opening in your town, and it's there entirely to support your ego. That's right. You get to pick and choose what items you can question and which you want no part of questioning. If the items support what you already believe, then you can pick them up. But if they go against your perspective, then by all means, remember, this is a convenience store. Don't pick up anything that might not fit for you. People tend to love to say, question everything, and then when you question them, oh boy, things change. I say question everything, and especially everything I teach, because I don't want convenient information, and I don't want to pass along convenient information either. I want to get to answers that genuinely teach me about the world and this existence, and I want you to want that too. For ideas that you can hear and question, visit drchristianconti.com.
Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try MyPillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get 4 pillows for the price of 2. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows. Even better, 50% off the regular retail price. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows, 50% off at MyPillow.com. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable, MyPillow made in our country, backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the half-price deals at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're almost 20% into the 21st century, but we're still dealing with a government that is from the early 20th century.
And with those words, White House Budget Chief Mick Mulvaney yesterday outlined President Trump's vision of merging the U.S. Departments of Education and Labor into a single department.
That makes tremendous sense because what are they both doing? They're doing the same thing. They're trying to get people ready for the workforce.
Congress would have a big say in any such reorganization. Lawmakers in the U.S. House yesterday rejected a hardline Republican immigration bill. It failed on a vote of 193 to 231, with more than 40 Republicans joining Democrats and voting against it. A vote on a more moderate bill planned for yesterday has now been moved to next week. If passed, its future in the Senate's unclear. And this is USA Radio News.
I love my family, but last week, not so much. They blew through our shared data again. Then we switched to Boost and got unlimited gigs, plus 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line for the whole family for a great price. So now I love them all again. We just needed a switch.
Switch to Boost and get 3 lines with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month and 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line. Plus, get up to 3 free phones, all on super reliable, super fast nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 8/31/18. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 and 3 are $0 a month. Requires 1 line to port in. Line includes unlimited talk, text, and data. Video streams optimized at up to 480p+. Music at up to 500 kilobits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. 3 phones require port in and activation on plans $50 or higher. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Back to Friday, the 22nd of June. How do you do? This is the first full day of summertime 2018. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Today is National Chocolate Eclair Day. Ah, the Frenchies make a lot of delicacies. You think the French would be upset? Do you think they're offended by me calling them Frenchies? What's wrong with calling French people?
Maybe. French. I have a French friend that we call Frenchie. He seems fine with it.
Yeah, okay. Google. So there you go.
Yeah, it does. French.
All right. So anyway, the eclair comes from a dough called pâté au choix. How about them apples? Each one of these is eclair. The word eclair comes from the French word meaning flash of lightning. Originally during the 19th century in France, the eclair was first called Petit Duché. It's believed by food historians that eclairs were first made by
French chef Antonin Karim. Hey, my French is really over-accentuated here, in case you couldn't tell that, folks. An 1884 Boston Cooking School cookbook by Mrs. D.A. Lincoln had the first known recipe for eclairs. So, how about that? Do you think the French are offended? Yeah, I do, too. Yeah, very good stuff. Excellent. All right, in my stead, as we sort of tweak and put this all together, you ladies touched on the hot stuff. You want to repeat, just for the heck of it, it doesn't ever hurt to repeat because there are people like me who weren't listening at the top of the hour. What sort of trouble did you get into in the first part of the program this hour? Was it?
Well, we talked about Roseanne, of course. The spinoff has been announced. I don't know if you had heard about that. It'll be called The Conners, and it will feature the whole cast minus Roseanne. They are going to be filming new episodes this summer, and they will come back in the fall on Tuesday nights on ABC. And then Roseanne had issued a statement saying that she has no involvement with it, and she was happy that they were able to save 200 jobs of cast and
crew. So last night, I watched when I got back to the hotel. I'm at my, for those of you who wonder why it sounds like I'm in the Antarctic, I'm in the studios, the old studios where I got my start in radio. Hypothetically, it's a new studio, but when I started at Heidelberg when I was, in my sophomore year, 1965, I used these facilities, and it seems like the same place, and I think sounds like the same place.
It does sound like a time warp.
Right. It's time warp time. Yeah. So anyway, that's sort of the pieces of that pie put back together. Last night, this is our 50th class reunion. So when I went back to the hotel room, I turned on the AFI awards given to George Clooney, and it was quite a good show. One other thing, Jimmy Kimmel at the beginning took a shot at Roseanne. It was a subtle shot, but it was some reference to him teaching her how to use Twitter. And then everybody got the reference. But it was, just as an aside, it was a good show. It was a nice tribute to him. I loved a tribute to his father. I've always liked his father. I knew him when I worked in Cincinnati. It's a wonderful, loving family. Always, I never knew George. He was in Cincinnati. And his father was the big nighttime news anchor there and was on the air for like 34 years doing the evening news in that city. And he's known now. You see him on PBS all the time. And he's just a really good, it's a gentle, loving family and a really good group. And it was touching to see how Amal, the wife, the two of them reacted and interacted together during the course of the broadcast. Clooney has obviously changed somewhat. And that's what marriage does to you, if you really love the person that you're with. I got that lesson out of watching him, but it was nicely done, and I thought it was good. So anyway, we put that piece. And the only reason I brought it up is because you said something about Roseanne, and I remember Kimmel taking that shot. So, all right, so we got Roseanne taken care of. Anything new on the border or the headlines, even in the local paper here? I mean, but the local Tiffin Advertiser Tribune, the headline, Trump reverses separation stance. Well, that was kind of yesterday. Then there's a subheadline here. In Toledo, 146 people were arrested yesterday in an immigration raid at a packing plant. The 100 workers were illegally here, and this is what the problem really is. People like the packing company owner hire people who are here illegal, don't check their status. And so this workplace problem, this is taking away from American workers who ought to have this job. And it's the symbol of the problem. So these guys are working for less than minimum wage. And so it isn't, frankly, I don't know how to look at this other than, yeah, okay, there are 146 people arrested for being illegally. Why don't you arrest the guy that runs the company? Because he's the one who hired. Unless you can prove, when people come to the farm and want to work there, my first question is, A, can you speak English? And B, do you have legal? Do you have the legal status to be here? The answer is no to either of those two questions. Sorry, I don't have any work for you. So
we
when you
a lot of
get right
talk
down,
about
we hear a lot of talk about E-Verify and all this stuff, but there's so many people that just choose to not want to follow those laws. I know it, just running a small business, when you hire somebody, one of the first things you have to do is have them fill out an immigration form, an I-9 form. You have to check two forms of ID, and then you have to properly store it. You can't even store it in the employee file. You have to have a book of I-9 forms. So if immigration agents come by, you just kind of hand them the binder filled with all the stuff about your
employee. Why would immigration aid come to your studio? Why would they suspect any illegal...
they shouldn't, because we hire legally.
Oh, Jen, I think we're losing.
I think that's it.
But they shouldn't. We lost him.
To answer the question, with Doug, I mean, they shouldn't necessarily come to my small business, but they can come to anybody's small business. And if they do, then you got to, I guess, be ready for them. All right, we'll take a quick break here, see if we can reconnect with Dougie. If not, we'll have more trending stories for you next. It's the DJV show at 48 minutes past the hour.
The Geek Out. The mighty nation of the U.S. of A. can once again proudly claim to be the home of the world's most powerful supercomputer. At the Oak Ridge National Lab in Tennessee hums the Summit, the new record holder in computing power, surpassing the Tahoe Lite, which is over in China. Now, the Summit has 4,600 servers, 9,000 processors, and needs 4,000 gallons of water just to keep cool. And all of that adds up into an operating max capacity of 200 petaflops. Don't worry, it's a giant number with a bunch of zeros. And in comparison, that Chinese competitor can only do 93 petaflops. So what's the deal with all the power? Well, crunching data for space, medical, and other research is a really big deal, but bragging rights are kind of cool, too.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service from professional parts people you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Dear Diary, today I had two more people say, "You look good. Have you lost weight?" Between you and me, it makes me feel really good. People started asking, "What workouts or diet are you doing?" And the famous, you know, "What's your secret?" I can't help but wonder, should I let them in on my secret? Well, Diary, you know my secret's Calitrin. I still can't believe how amazing it works, though. Yeah, I eat somewhat healthy and I exercise a little, but Calitrin seriously is the one doing all the work for me. I've never felt better. Anyway, I've got to go, Diary. I've got a date tonight. Talk to you later. XOXO.
Hello, my name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin for a while. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 6. I no longer have knee pain, and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous.
I'm Roger, and being the age of 54, my joints felt so much better. I got a better night's sleep. Can't say enough about the product.
My name is Melissa. I've been taking Calitrin, and I've lost 22 pounds.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss. Try it today at toploss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try MyPillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get four pillows for the price of two. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Even better, 50% off the regular retail price. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, 50% off at MyPillow.com. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow made in our country. Backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the half-price deals at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Four minutes past the hour. It is the DJV show. That stands for Doug, Jen, and Victoria. You could hear that connection before if you were tuned in. Doug, you just not sounding so hot, but we are working on it. Hopefully he'll be able to rejoin us momentarily. In the meantime, Victoria, Charles Krauthammer, who was a Fox News contributor, but probably more than that, a Pulitzer Prize winner and Harvard-trained psychiatrist. He's also a best-selling author. He came to be known as the Dean of Conservative Commentators. He died yesterday at 68 years old. Now, his death had been expected. He wrote this heartbreaking letter to his colleagues, his friends, viewers on June the 8th that said in part that, quote, I've been uncharacteristically silent these past 10 months. I thought the silence would soon be coming to an end, but I am afraid I must tell you now that fate has decided on a different course for me. He continued on in the letter to say, quote, recent tests have revealed that the cancer has returned. There was no sign of it as recently as a month ago, which means it is aggressive and spreading rapidly. My doctors tell me their best estimate is that I only have a few weeks left to live. This is the final verdict. My fight is over. I leave this life with no regrets. It was a wonderful life, full and complete with the great loves and great endeavors that make it worth living. Charles Krauthammer, if you don't know, was almost a nightly fixture on Special Report with Bret Baier. And he would be commentator on several Fox News shows. But he disappeared about 10 months ago. And Bret Baier would explain it, saying he would have to have a surgery and he was recovering and he would be back soon. He never did come back. And I guess he had cancer. It was removed. And then he had complications that kept him in the hospital for over 10 months. And wow. Then as soon as he was starting to make some progress, that cancer returned.
Ugh. 10 months in the hospital is just horrific enough. And then to have it not really even pay off, and then you're only home maybe for a short time, and then to know, that's kind of one of my biggest fears. I don't mind sudden death, but to know that, like, you have an impending death sentence, it must be such a horrible reckoning. I can't even imagine how horrible that must be. And to know that your family knows, and What a terrible thing to experience. I hope he's found a lot of peace. That's just
terrible. He had kind of an interesting story. I'm not sure how much you know about him, but he started out actually, he was always kind of politically minded. He started out as a Democrat. When Reagan was president, he started working, I think somehow he was contracted out by the White House, and started saying, well, maybe this guy isn't so off of his rocker. And he started kind of falling in line with the policies of Reagan. And from that point on, he became a conservative thinker. And he wrote lots of incredible books about everything. In fact, he just most recently had a book of short stories from his articles. He was a contributor to several newspapers. And he would write so eloquently about stupid things in life, just the little small things like television shows or the Washington Nationals, who's a huge baseball fan, to something so in-depth as political policy. So he was all over the board, but he had this eloquent style. Last night at the Nationals game, they did a moment of silence for him because he was like their number one fan. But early in life, he was a fully functional guy. He, as a young man, went swimming one day, dove into a swimming pool, and damaged himself so badly that he was then sentenced to a wheelchair for the rest of his life. So he was a paraplegic and really didn't let that stop him. He didn't make the wheelchair the center of his life. He continued to thrive in not only politics, but in his career as a psychiatrist and as a writer. So kind of an interesting life. He left behind his son and a wife. And I have to say, I've interviewed a lot of people, but I had an opportunity to interview Charles Krauthammer after he released his last book. And there was something about it that gave me butterflies because he was such a smart guy that he really elevated you to try to perform at your best level.
Yeah. Wow. That's fascinating. What an interesting life. And it's so extra sad that I didn't know he had been confined to a wheelchair, but then to have the cancer thing at the end, so sad.
Yeah. But I think kind of nice that the Washington Nationals, so I guess he was like the unofficial statistician for the Washington Nationals. He had all the facts. He knew about all the players, past and present. He would always have all of their stats just in his head. And so there was lots of footage of him enjoying the Nationals games with some of his colleagues from Fox News and the other friends, his family, of course. And so really sweet that the Nationals last night did this moment of silence to celebrate the life and, of course, the passing of Charles Krauthammer. And if you have a chance, pick up some of his books because they really, even he doesn't always talk politics. You don't even have to agree with him or not.
I love a great writer is a great writer. Love. It sounds like he was definitely up there with the greats. So yeah,
his collection of short stories is really fantastic. The way he would write so much about baseball and just his kids and all of these things, kind of fun. All right, so our thoughts and prayers to the Krauthammer family at 49 minutes past the hour. It is the DJV show.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Past the hour, it is the DJV show. We are Douglas today. Dougie is in Ohio at his alma mater, Heidelberg College. We're having some technical difficulties. That's why we call in Victoria Keelan, who is our technical guru. Even she couldn't
enthusiast, fix it. Enthusiast. I don't want to oversell it.
She can't fix it, but she likes it.
Right, exactly. That's perfect.
And at this time, every single week, we talk about the top five tech stories of the week. Victoria, where do we start? What were the top trending items this week in technology news?
Well, we'll start at number five, and then we'll go to number one. So number five, this story this week was all about planes being the next target of hackers. And according to a brand new study this week by cybersecurity experts at the Department of Homeland Security, they said, quote unquote, it is just a matter of time until hackers breach a commercial airline. This is not great news. The DHS explored weaknesses in a Boeing 757 cybersecurity by trying to enter through the plane's Wi-Fi, through the onboard entertainment system, and through USB ports, and they were successful after only 2 days of trying to figure out how to hack into the plane. And Boeing responded to the report saying that they had done internal studies and said that they didn't show any cyber vulnerabilities in the 757s or other planes. However, if it only takes 2 days for the Department of Homeland Security to crack in, and essentially the fear here is taking over the plane, taking over control of autopilot, things like that. Those are the real concerns. Now, the 757 is used by a number of U.S. airlines. It is an old, slightly older plane. It's being replaced by newer models. However, there are still a lot of 757s out there, and especially in, you know, like the regional carriers like Spirit Airways and Southwest and some of the, you know, the short trip kind of airlines who use these older planes. This could be a real vulnerability. So I'm sure this is going to be a developing story, and we'll keep you apprised as more research is done. But it's kind of a scary prospect.
Flashing back to the television show 24. We need Kiefer Sutherland and Jack Bauer back.
Exactly.
Immediately. This is why I don't like driverless cars, because I feel like they're vulnerable to hacking.
Yeah.
We need those override switches and pilots on every single flight. All right, number four, a new focus on podcasts.
Yes, Google released a new podcast app this week called Google Podcasts, very inventive name, and it claims it will double the size of the podcast listening audience within 2 years. It eventually will let Google search users see podcast results alongside article and video results. That is very cool. So if you search the DJV show on Google, you will see our website will pop up. You will see if there's any video that contains anything surrounding any of us on the DJV show, and you'll also see the DJV show podcast pop up in the search results. That is a very cool thing that Google's doing. It's very ambitious. They note that their Android mobile operating system has an 85% share of all mobile users. So that means 8 out of 10 smartphone users have an Android phone, and that actually equals 2 billion Android users overall. So this is going to be great news for anybody who has a podcast.
Yeah, that is a really cool thing. All right, the World Health Organization issuing warnings about video games?
Yes, they say that video gaming is very bad for your health, and it is now officially a mental health condition. I know, right? The WHO says characteristics of gaming disorder include a loss of control and escalation of gaming behavior, and they actually have now equated it to a gambling addiction. And so they say the negative pattern or behavior has to exist for 12 months before a diagnosis can be made, and they say over half of U.S. adult Americans play video games on a regular basis.
Wow. Yeah. All right, number two, telecom companies are saying they're not going to share your location data anymore. That's good news.
This is true. So it's a small victory. It's not huge, but it's small. Verizon, AT&T, Sprint, and T-Mobile have made promises to safeguard customers' location data, and they will not be selling your location to third-party consumers. And this is something that a lot of people have been wondering about. Can someone track my phone wherever I am right now? Mm-hmm. And the answer is yes, they can.
Yeah. All right, Victoria Keelan with the top tech stories of the week at number one, iPhones sharing location data with 911 call centers.
And this is another location data story. This is the biggest one this week. Apple iPhones will now share your exact location with 911 call centers. Apple announced that it'll use an emergency technology data pipeline to securely share a caller's location, even in challenging, dense, and urban environments. Now, in the past, it's been very difficult if you're calling on a wireless phone to have 911 know exactly where you are, but now Apple has perfected the technology, and so they'll be able to help you faster.
Victoria Keelan with our top tech stories of the week. You can follow them online. Use the hashtag Tech Talk. Thanks, Victoria. It's 59 minutes past the hour.
Home. homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com. Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.